Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, every weekend, same time, same station. And I'm so glad that you joined us. I hope that you get a good deal of information, education, and knowledge on how to take care of yourself. That's why we're here. We want to make sure that you have enough information and education, knowledge, because no one else is helping us be well. Always, I tell you, it's our responsibility, our choice. Type 2 diabetes is optional. Most diseases are optional. If we start early enough, we can prevent almost every disease, including cancer, as 98% of all disease is caused by lifestyle choices. What we do daily determines our health, good or bad. Good choices equals good health, and bad choices equals bad health. We have nobody to blame but ourselves. So I'd love being here with you to share information with you. I know what I have gone through in my life. In my early years, I was a basket case. I was very unhealthy, very overweight, a bad mood, angry, aggressive, obnoxious. I was all of the things that I mentioned and more. I was not a happy person. Food makes a difference in our attitude, our moods, our health, our spirit, everywhere, up, down to our soul. Food is our best medicine. So make sure that your diet, your food, not that you're dieting, but your diet, the food that you eat, sustains your body, maintains your body with all the nutrients that you need to have a healthy lifestyle. And then add in exercise, good night's sleep, taking extra supplements to fill in the gap in the foods that we are eating that may not have all the nutrients that we need. Because today, no matter what, all of our food is not healthy. Even though that we have chosen healthy food, there may be lacking certain nutrients. And not everyone can eat organic food. There are people on limited budgets that can't buy the luxury of organic foods. But eat the best you can of what you can. We don't have to eat junk food. We don't have to eat fast food. We don't have to eat all the food that's non-nutritious. All the carbohydrates are made from refined flour, pasta, bread, all of that. Unless you shop for extra quality bread or pasta, all carbohydrates. And that is another additional amount of sugar that we're consuming, plus the sugar that we're consuming, plus the vegetable oils that we're consuming, are all pro-inflammatory. They start the process of pain and suffering, diseases. We need to have good quality proteins, quality fats, be healthy, and to have a long, healthy life. I have a whole lineup of information today to share with you. And I don't want to miss any of it. I can talk on my soapbox for the hour. But that doesn't give you a lot of information. I want to give you a lot of information that can make you healthy. So our topic today, the featured topic today, is going to be on curcumin. We've been talking about curcumin for 20 years. And it still doesn't get old. And it never will because of what it can do. The Indians in India call it the all-in-one solution. It does everything and more. And I'll talk about that in this hour. So going down is the life expectancy in the United States. It's dropping. And what you eat today will have the effects on your health, your body, for decades to come. Food is filled with natural nutrients. Not just calories, not just fat, not just carbohydrates, not just protein, but nutrients, vitamins and minerals, polyphenols. Polyphenols are the most curative fractions of our food. There's 8,000 polyphenols. And the most powerful section or subsection of the polyphenols are called anthocyanins. And there's 200 of them. We're talking about anthocyanins, flavonols, flavonoids, all kinds of nutrients. And those nutrients actually talk to your cells. Really, truly. They influence what happens to your cells. That your cells will age too fast, die off too fast, or will they be healthy? So our food can make the difference. So what you eat today will be you tomorrow. Well, not quite that fast, but it will come. What you eat today is going to become who you are. And then we'll talk about COVID infections. And you know what? They increase the risk of ongoing diseases, ongoing health problems for a long time to come. And then we're going to talk about a closer look at irritable bowel syndrome, IBS. Digestive problems affect everybody to some degree. A closer look at irritable bowel syndrome, because everybody's complaining about it today. Let's talk about it. And then we're going to talk about plant-based ultra-processed foods and how it affects heart disease. There's a new study now we just came across on pomegranate and what you should know about how to preserve your memory. Curcumin is the all-in-one solution. Why? Because it affects all of these conditions positively. MS, multiple sclerosis, psoriasis, colitis, metabolic syndrome, gum disease, gingivitis, periodontal disease, cancer, pain, arthritis, diabetes, liver disease, asthma, allergies, Alzheimer's disease, and dementia and depression. It affects over 20 different diseases in a positive way to slow it down, to stop it in its tracks, to prevent it. If you take nothing but curcumin, it'll change your life. And for any other health problem that I didn't mention, you can imagine it will help that condition as well. Amazing. Why does curcumin work so well? Well, synthetic prescription drugs might act on just one pathway in the body and may have one benefit and dozens of side effects. Now, why is a prescription drug just one molecule and affects only one pathway? And when it affects one pathway, it can easily disturb other pathways negatively with side effects. A drug is one molecule, and it has never, ever been on the face of the earth until some researchers, some scientists, designed this drug in a laboratory. Never been on the face of the earth. They made a brand new drug, never known before. Now, in its wisdom, the FDA says, we have to know about that molecule because we don't know how many people it may kill and how many people it may benefit. So you have to do some research, drug companies. Make sure that this drug that you developed is safe or reasonably safe. And in some cases, drugs kill 30,000 people before the FDA decides to take it off the market. 30,000 people may die or more from drugs, or may have major side effects. So one drug, one molecule, has to be researched significantly to please the FDA board that'll pass that drug as being reasonably safe. It takes about 10 years to develop a drug at a cost of about $1.5 billion. That's a B, billion dollars. That's $1,500 million to make one drug. That's only researching the drug. Then all that research, all that information is presented to the FDA, and it takes a long time to sift through all that information. If you put all that information on paper and you took it to the FDA, it would probably take about 18 truckloads, semi-truckloads, to take it to the FDA. Now, natural products is not just one molecule. Natural products have hundreds, if not thousands, of molecules, all acting on different pathways. So curcumin has been shown to act on at least 100 pathways in the body. Not one, but at least 100, if not more. They have at least 100 molecular targets. A drug has one target. So these 100 processes by natural substances like curcumin neutralize free radicals. Free radicals are particles that are formed from chemicals, pollution, excessive sun, smoking, drinking, and this affects your cells. Cells will live a long time if they are not disturbed, defected, aged, or damaged in some way. So what it does, it protects our cells from free radical damage and neutralizes those free radicals. Like if you have iron out in the elements, it'll rust. And if you don't protect the cells, it's too easy to say that they rust, but they are damaged like you have rust on your car. It damages the car, damages the iron, damages the steel. That's why bridges collapse, because the steel gives out. And also, curcumin, with its over 100 body processes, stops viral infection, bacterial infection, fungal infection. It lowers blood sugar and blood pressure. It protects the liver, preventing and treating cancer, neutralizing inflammation, and relieving pain. Curcumin is anti-cancer. Curcumin stops cancer cell formation, cancer cell growth, cancer cell spreading, metastasis. All this, without any toxic effects, no side effects. Now, if you took a lot of curcumin, it may cause diarrhea. Like any other food, if you took too much, may cause diarrhea. But that's the only serious side effect ever seen from curcumin. And that might even help somebody that is consistently constipated. And this is all done without any toxic effects associated with conventional chemotherapy or radiation. And curcumin can improve chemotherapy and radiation. Some drugs have little effect on cancer. And if you give it at the same time as curcumin, it works more effectively, less toxic, less side effects, protects the liver and the brain from damage. And curcumin can also be used in combination. I don't care what doctor says, no, don't take anything. Curcumin can also be used in combination with conventional cancer treatments. It has been proven over and over and over in scientific studies that when chemotherapy is given to a patient, along with curcumin, the chemotherapy treatments are more effective. And it helps these treatments work more effectively so a smaller, less toxic dose can be used. Curcumin can help reduce the adverse effects of these treatments as well. Research on curcumin for cancer includes breast cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer, pancreatic cancer, head and neck cancer, and liver cancer. It works on all these forms of cancer, not just one kind. And it works more effectively on its own than chemotherapy. But if you're taking chemotherapy, I'm not one to tell you not to. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I'm a message carrier. I just bring you the message. And this is all scientifically proven. I never tell you anything that is not researched scientifically. I want you to know the truth. I want you to know what you can do with natural alternatives and the right food, the right diet. So why does curcumin work so well? Well, here's a new study by Dr. Ajay Goel, spelled G-O-E-L, called The Effects of Curcumin on Liver Cancer Cells. A drug called lenvatinib is used to treat cancer, liver cancer, in people who can't be treated with surgery. This drug is not very effective. It's spelled L-E-N-F-A-T-I-N-I-B. About 24% of people who use it may see a benefit. But even when it works, the cancer cells quickly become resistant to the drug. That means the drug stops working. It does not effective anymore. Now, Dr. Goel, in his research at City of Hope Hospital in Los Angeles, or near Los Angeles, it's in Monrovia, he exposed drug-resistant liver cancer cells to a combination of curcumin and this drug, and compared the results to curcumin and the drug used separately. So here's the results. As expected, the drug on its own, that's why these are synthetic drugs, and the drug on its own had almost no effect. Zip, zero, no effect. Curcumin alone reduced the number of cancer cells by 50%, 50% or more. But when combined, curcumin and the drug together, curcumin boosted its effects, and the combination wiped out 75 to 85% of the liver cancer cells. It makes drugs more effective, much, much more effective, and less toxic, less side effects. So if I were to be given a drug, I would want to make sure that I had curcumin along with it. The natural substances, when they're very well studied and very high quality, not only curcumin, but aronia berries as well, grapeseed extract, andrographis, berberine, melatonin, these are all natural remedies that have a huge effect on all the pathways in the body. In the case of melatonin, every cell in our body has a receptor site for melatonin. That means it works on every cell in the body. With aronia berries, a berry, I have them growing in my backyard. I have about 150 bushes. I love them. I have a cup of aronia berries every day in my protein drink. I take aronia berry extract in capsule form every day. There are thousands of studies on a variety of conditions, not just one condition, but almost every condition you can think of. Aronia berries, based on the research from Dr. Ajay Goyal, it is one of the most effective natural remedies for all disease, all disease. And all these remedies that I mentioned are safe with extremely small side effects. And the side effects go away when you stop taking a natural product. But when you have a side effect from a drug, whatever damage it caused, that damage may never go away. There are people that have taken statin drugs to lower their cholesterol, which cause extreme pain. So the doctor stops the statin drug, but the extreme pain doesn't go away, ever. And curcumin safely relieves pain. Prescription and OTC pain relievers can cause stomach ulcers and increase the risk of heart attacks and can even kill you. 16,000 people die every year from Tylenol from the prescribed dosage recommendation on the label. Curcumin kills nobody. Curcumin relieves all types of pain with no side effects, including muscle pain and joint pain, any pain you have. And it reduces inflammation and pain from osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis, migraine headache pain, PMS and menstrual pain, pain during menopause, back pain, pain from injuries, sprains, strains, bruises, and even surgery. Now, what you should remember, if you're looking for curcumin, it's the medicine. Don't take turmeric. Turmeric is a spice, and I use it on everything. I sprinkle it on my scrambled eggs, and my eggs look like they're orange because I use so much turmeric. But it's a spice. It tastes great. I love it. But it doesn't have the power as curcumin does. Curcumin is one of the three curcuminoids. It's found in the root of the turmeric, and it's concentrated up to 95%. It's only found in the root of the turmeric plant, like 2 to 4%, but it has to be up to 95% to really have the power and the effectiveness of curcumin. And gummies, there is more sugar in gummies than there is turmeric. We looked at one gummy from a brand that is sold in the country, sold in stores, and there was 12 milligrams of turmeric in a gummy. And curcumin, the one I use, is 500 times stronger than turmeric. Combining curcumin with turmeric essential oil is a very safe practice, an effective way to ensure absorption. Curcumin by itself is very, very difficult to be absorbed systemically. It doesn't enter the bloodstream. It doesn't circulate throughout the body and nourishes and cleans up the damage of cells because it can't reach the bloodstream. But when you combine it with turmeric essential oils, the oils boost up the absorption of curcumin like 700%, 700%. And curcumin can be combined with other anti-cancer ingredients, such as grapeseed, or boswellia, or andrographis, or aronia berries. And if you're taking a dosage of curcumin, I would suggest around 750 milligrams of enhanced absorption curcumin daily. And in some cases, you can even increase it two or three times that. There is good research on curcumin. In fact, the last time I checked, there have been over almost 25,000 studies, and most of them have come within the last 5 or 6 years because it's been so much knowledge on curcumin and what it can do for your body. It's almost like, well, I I have too many favorite products I like to take. I love grapeseed extract. I love curcumin. I love melatonin, andrographis, berberine. Berberine doesn't have quite as effective as all the other ones. And now aronia berries. Very, very powerful effect on improving the quality and the health of our body. So I'm going to take a break. I'm not going anywhere. I'm right here. And I'm going to come back after these messages. We have to pause for a few minutes. And I'll come right back. And there's more coming up. Stay with us. I'll come back right after this. This is Terry Naturally with Terry Talks Nutrition. Welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally. Now we're going to be here until the top of the hour, so we have a lot more going on. We have about 25, 27 minutes left, so we have a lot of time to cover some more of the wonderful topics we have today. So let's talk about, what about the U.S. life expectancy? What about that? Are we getting better in our ability to live longer? Many countries have a long life. What's happened to us? In the U.S., actually, the life expectancy is going down, not going up. And why? Because of the rate of heart disease in men. That's the primary reason why our life expectancy is going down. Life expectancies are getting shorter in the U.S. Despite spending more on health care than any other nation in the world, any nation on earth, life expectancy in the U.S. is trending downward. Average life expectancy was 47 years in 1900. It then increased to a peak of 79 years in 2019. And then it fell to 77 years in 2020 after COVID, and dropped again in 2021 to 76, where now it remains at 76. So we've gone down from 79 to 76. And life expectancy is over 80 years in most other developed nations, including Japan, Italy, and the UK. And it's going to get worse. Half of the nation is experiencing obesity. By the year 2060, they predict if the trend doesn't change, everybody in America will be obese, will be overweight or extremely obese. And affects men worse. Men have an average lifespan shorter than women. But the gap between men and women has widened in the last few years. And now the average man lives nearly 6 fewer years than the average woman. And the number one killer for men and women, heart disease. I just learned this morning, a very, very dear friend, not overweight, in reasonably good health, had a stroke. He's a fighter. He's in good health otherwise. So he has a great chance to recover. We are sending him prayers like crazy. Heart disease and strokes. So much damage. And heart disease is the number one killer of both men and women. But men are twice as likely as women to have a heart attack and have a first heart attack about 10 years sooner than women would. Erectile dysfunction. Now, how do we go to erectile dysfunction? Why are we at erectile dysfunction? What happened to this heart disease? Why are we thinking about erectile dysfunction? Erectile dysfunction is just not down there in that area of where we have the penis. In fact, erectile dysfunction. That means you can't have a erection. Can be a warning sign, an early warning sign of heart disease in men. What? If I can't have an erection, how does that affect my heart? Well, first of all, an erection cannot happen if your blood flow to the penis is blocked or non-existent. You just can't have an erection. Blood has to flow into the penis to be erect. So if blood is not flowing into the penis, there's a great possibility and probability that it's not flowing back to the heart either. So now we have atherosclerosis, a buildup of plaque in the arteries and other damage to the lining of the arteries, and which can reduce the blood flow, leading first to erectile dysfunction and then heart disease. Men who are experiencing erectile dysfunction, the inability to have an erection, and also especially if they also have diabetes, that combination should talk to their doctor about their heart health as well. If you can't have an erection, you may have great thoughts, great desires, you have great libido, but you can't have an erection. Where is that blood flowing? It's not flowing to your penis. It's not flowing to your heart. And then if you have type 2 diabetes, all the more damage. So if you have these conditions, you know, that's how Cialis and Viagra came about, for erectile dysfunction. They were actually made for heart disease, to improve blood flow to the heart. And lo and behold, the men that used it for their heart all of a sudden experienced a great erection. And now they became more known for their ability to create an erection. Then you don't hear about it taken for your heart, but the blood has to flow either way, up or down, or both. So see your doctor if you have either condition. It may prove to be in your best interest. Okay, what you eat today, like what thoughts you have today, creates who you are in the future. What you think about, what your thoughts are, how you perceive yourself. Because you are today in your life based on your thoughts previously. And if you want to change your future, you have to change your thoughts. So what you eat today has effects that'll be known decades later. It is so important for you to have the right food to maintain a healthy environment. What you eat has chemicals in it, things that'll make your life known. Healthy aging. What does diet have to do with it? What is your diet? How is it involved with aging healthily and for a long time? Well, researchers analyzed the data from over 100,000 subjects, participants, for over 30 years. It was called the Nurses' Health Study, including health records and nutritional intake. Results: the participants who followed a healthy diet from about age 40 onward were up to 84% more likely to function well physically and mentally at age 70 versus people who ate an unhealthy diet. the healthy eaters. We're not only still alive at age 70, they were more likely to be living independently and experiencing good mental health while being mostly free of chronic diseases. COVID caused more damage, more deaths, unnecessarily. And now COVID infection that may long be gone, but it increased the risk of ongoing health problems now and in the future. The lasting effects of COVID infection. Researchers looked at over 135,000 veterans who experienced a COVID infection between March and December of 2020. Then the researchers looked at the health status 3 years later, after COVID, and comparing the veterans who had a COVID infection and were hospitalized for treatment with veterans who had an infection but did not require hospitalization. Now, those who had been hospitalized for a COVID infection were almost 10 times more likely to experience cardiovascular issues, heart disease and strokes, fatigue, mental health problems, 3 years later, after COVID, versus those who had been infected but did not need hospitalization. And this is not the first study to find links between severe COVID infections and ongoing health problems. So now they call it long COVID because it prolongs over a long period of time after the infection has been cleared. Now you're dealing with more side effects based on long COVID than ever before. Fortunately, we have some good information that can help you eliminate the side effects and the damage that was done by COVID and eliminate what we call the long COVID, the long effects, the long side effects. Energy and fatigue expert, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, has written a new book called You Can Heal from Long COVID. To deal with fatigue after COVID, Dr. Teitelbaum suggests red ginseng. Red ginseng is a long-used adaptogen, been used for thousands of years by both men and women. And red ginseng is superior to white ginseng. It has the same species. It uses the same species. Panax Meyer ginseng. But it's steamed or cooked, which creates different natural compounds and more readily absorbable than the white ginseng. So look for red ginseng to reduce fatigue and tiredness, exhaustion, stress, and lack of sleep. In a study of people with chronic fatigue, chronic, that means every day they struggle to go through the day. Not just, oh, I'm tired tonight. Oh, you know, I had a very exhaustive day today. No, they have chronic, unbearable fatigue. Those who barely can get through the day. Those who benefited from red ginseng had a 67% average increase in their energy levels. You can find Dr. Teitelbaum's book on Amazon for more ideas and suggestions, not just red ginseng, but more, on dealing with his book on long COVID. Go to his book to learn more on how you can experience a relief of all the side effects from long COVID. IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, a common problem today with so many people that have a digestive disturbance. So how do you stop gut inflammation? That's really what it is. IBS, inflammatory bowel disease, and ulcerative colitis are all considered inflammatory gut diseases. What are the symptoms? Abdominal pain, bloating, cramping, and not just once in a while, but urgently. And also an urgency to have a bowel movement. Constipation. Yes, it can go either way. Or alternating diarrhea and constipation. Inflammatory gut diseases are linked to inflammation from compounds called leukotrienes. These are compounds that are found and produced in the body by an enzyme called 5-LOX, L-O-X, 5-LOX, lipoxygenase. In a clinical trial, inflammatory leukotriene levels were almost 45% higher in women with irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, than healthy women in the control group. 45% higher. The 5-LUX enzyme, or the 5-LUX pathway, produces leukotrienes, but an inflammatory process increases the level of leukotrienes, causing irritable bowel syndrome. So we want to find ways to lower how the body produces leukotrienes. And there are two solutions for IBS. You want to stop, I should say stop. You want to lower the level of leukotrienes. We can't live without them. They're necessary. They produce the natural leukotrienes. We need them daily. Not too low, not too high. Balanced in our body. But when they're too high, we're going to have all kinds of conditions that are diseases, so-called, but they're not. They're just a different function of the body. One of the remedies is Boswellia. Boswellia is spelled B-O-S-W-E-L-L-I-A, Boswellia. It's highly effective at reducing 5-LUX inflammation. The higher the level of leukotrienes, the higher the level of inflammation. In clinical trials, up to 80% of participants saw a reduction in their gastrointestinal symptoms, abdominal pain, changes in bowel movements, cramping, with little or no side effects. Boswellia, very, very effective for IBS. Now there's new research out, just very recently. Aronia berry, I had talked about that earlier. I have it every day. They're not very good eating berries. They're a little bit dry. They make your mouth pucker up a little bit. It's like drinking a glass of very dry wine. I don't like dry wine, but I use my aronia berries in my protein drink. You don't even know they're there. But it makes a very black beverage because the berries are so purple, so black. This is have an intense color, and this is what gives it all its benefits, the polyphenols, the anthocyanins. And the research now on aronia berry, it reduces intestinal inflammation associated with colitis to levels equal to or even lower than found in healthy animals. Now, the activity of inflammatory pathways associated with intestinal inflammation was reduced with aronia berry by 80%. 80%. This was an animal study. three different groups of animals. One was eating a regular diet of that animal. Second one was eating aronia berries. And the other one was on a drug. The aronia berry actually improved the pathways, the inflammatory pathways, lower than the healthy adults of the animals. So even using aronia berries increases the quality of health in even healthy people, make them healthier, and reduce the effects by 80%. That is huge. This is what I say about remedies. Natural alternative remedies drastically outperform drugs. And there are no side effects. No side effects to aronia berries. No side effects to boswellia. There just have been no side effects reported or adverse events reported in using boswellia or aronia berries. And it doesn't hurt to use them together. If you have IBS or colitis or inflammatory bowel disease, using boswellia and aronia berries would be a very, very effective way of eliminating the conditions that are caused by the inflammatory process. So how do you use boswellia and aronia berries? Well, look for boswellia extracts, which are labeled to contain less than 5% beta-boswellic acid, which can reduce boswellia's effectiveness. You don't want beta-boswellic acid. So look for one that has a very, very low level, less than 5%, but provides at least 10% AKBA. AKBA is the most powerful compound in boswellia. And I would even look for one that is combined with coriander, fennel, caraway, and peppermint essential oils. Probably a combination altogether of about 400 milligrams, and use one soft gel with each meal, two or three times daily at least. And for aronia berries, I would suggest about 200 milligrams of a combination of aronia and French grapeseed extract. The French grapeseed OPCs, standardized for their polyphenol content daily. Now, you can take more if you like. I would say for the boswellia, three a day is probably enough. I have not seen anybody that needed more than three a day. If I had a flare-up and a bad case of IBS, I would not only take 200 milligrams of aronia and French grapeseed extract, I would take 600 milligrams. That's like three servings or three capsules per day of aronia and French grapeseed extract. So that would help a great deal to help heal and prevent the inflammation in the intestinal tract. Cut down the bloating, the gas, the cramping, the pain, the irregularity of the bowel habits. Now, there is a problem with plant-based ultra-processed foods and heart disease. We talked about heart disease before, blood flow. When a plant-based diet isn't healthy, many people assume a plant-based diet is healthy, but sugar is plant-based, as are lots of other not-so-good foods, like cookies, crackers, white bread, for example. Researchers collected health information from over 100,000 adults and then asked them about their diets. Eating plant-based, ultra-processed foods, manufactured foods that have been heated, molded, compressed, and cosmetically altered with chemicals, preservatives, color, smell, taste, texture, all these things have been altered by chemicals, had an increased risk of heart disease and a 13% increase in the risk of early death. by replacing just 10% of daily calories from ultra-processed foods with fresh or minimally processed plant foods, the risk of heart disease was reduced by 7% just by changing the amount minimally processed foods. It reduced heart disease by 7%, and the increased risk of early death was completely reversed. Your diet is your medicine.